Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Today is decision day. Some folks do not take this business of heaven and hell seriously. They hardly ever stop to think of what could possibly happen after a person dies. It is so easy for those folks to tell you that they don't believe in heaven or hell, but check this out. Most times when you go to a funeral, people speak about the deceased as a nice person, someone who did good things and who loved his family. Here's my favorite statement. Heaven has gained another angel. What did you just say? I suspect that subconsciously people believe in life after death, and just in case it does exist, then my brother or my friend or whoever this person is who has died, I hope that they being a good person will get them into heaven. Well, let us have a bit of straight talk and clear the air of all individual ideas. First of all, there is a heaven and there is a hell. Whether you believe it or not. Or let me say it a different way. The justice system represents the matter of the law, and the simple purpose of this system is to protect the integrity of the law. If a case goes to court, it's because they want to apply the law. It simply means that there can be one of two outcomes. The person is guilty or not guilty. If a crime was committed, the justice system is so organized that the judge has parameters of what can be done with the person who is guilty, such as imprisonment, death penalty, a fine, and so on. If the individual is not guilty, then the court will pronounce the person free to leave the court and go live their life in peace. Are you with me so far? Listen to this. God has a justice system, and here is where it is made clear. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face the judgment, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. In other words, death is something that we all will experience at some time or the other, a violent death, peaceful death, untimely death, death in your old age, death by suicide, death from natural causes, whatever. Death is a reality that we each will face sooner or later. Fair so far? Well, God's judicial system is of such that every single person after death will face a judgment. You can say there is a trial of your life, and the matter before the court is whether you appear before the court with one or the other. Like in our system, are you guilty or not guilty? The judge is going to rule on the evidence or lack of evidence, and in the end, you will be found to be guilty or not guilty. Except in this case, the one simple issue that the judge is going to rule on is this. Are you born again? Just now, you are ready to have the conversation, right? Let's go. The good thing about this trial is that there is a book, the Bible, that singularly gives us all the information that we need before we get to the point of death. Bear in mind the different ways one can die. You don't get to choose the way you die or the time you die. That is out of your control. It is an appointment that is determined outside of you. So what does it mean to be born again? Someone raised that same question with Jesus, and his story is in the Bible. Jesus said straight up to this man, Nicodemus, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." John 3 and verse 3. You are having the same question Nicodemus had. You're 55 or 15, whatever your age is. How can someone be born again? Jesus said each person, in order to get to heaven, needs to be born first of water, means that you have to be naturally born, and then you must be born of the Spirit. The second one is your ticket to heaven. To be born again is to be saved. And what does it mean to be saved, Clyde? Or even more simply, how can I be saved? We are getting there. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16 verse 31. This Jesus that you talk about, is he the only way by which you can be born again or saved? Whatever language you're using, Clyde. Let me ask Jesus for the answer to that. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14 and verse 6. I know that sounds crazy, and you're going to ask me the what about this person or what about that person question. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I did not make up the Bible. I did not make up Jesus's answer. Take it up with God, but you'll be wasting your time because Jesus's answer is ironclad. It is not up for debate. It is stated in black and white, and it is non-negotiable. Jesus is not interested in whether you believe in other religion or you don't believe in other religion. He says he is the only way. Once something becomes law, it is law. It is not a suggestion. It is not an option. It is law. So can we talk about how to get saved or how to be born again? Well, we know that this Jesus is the one channel or one door through which you must enter if you want to go to heaven. And if you want to go to heaven, you have to be saved. I like that. In other words, dealing with Jesus is entirely up to you. You can believe or you can not believe. Jesus makes himself available to whoever wants to be saved. And listen to how just Jesus is. Whoever comes to me, says Jesus, I will never drive away. That's what he says, and you have to take him at his word. So what do you do now? Let us turn to the Jesus book, the Bible. I'm so glad there is a Bible because I would not want it to be left up to a priest or a preacher or any human being. I would not want you just to take my word for it because we don't have 100% record of being fair or right. But the Bible it is. And here's what it says. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 13. Are you ready to make that decision to be born again, to be saved, to book your ticket to heaven? I think today is a great day to make that decision. So if you're ready, let us pray this prayer. Dear God, today I want to be born again. I confess that Jesus is Lord, that he died for my sins, and he offers eternal life. I now acknowledge that I need Jesus in my life. Come into my life, Jesus, and save me. Change me and make me to be born again today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that prayer and you really meant it, then I can safely tell you that you are born again. You are saved. Wow. Here is one thing I want to recommend. Well, two things. Try and get a Bible for yourself. You can download it from the App Store on your phone, or if you know someone who is a Christian, ask them to help you to get a real Bible. You can order it online from any bookstore that sells good books. Then secondly, and this is something you should do right away, ask God to help you to find a real church that stands by the Bible, and then start going to that church right away. If they don't believe the whole Bible, find one which does. Let me close off by commending you on making this right decision today. And I'm happy to say to you, welcome to the family of God.